What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super important. Building that inner fortress against those pesky negative thoughts and self-criticism. Ever feel like your brain is a broken record player stuck on a loop of, you're not good enough, or, what are you even doing with your life? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. But the good news is, we can learn to break that cycle and build resilience against those self-sabotaging voices. Now, I'm not gonna lie, this isn't about magically wishing away all those negative thoughts. It's more like learning to be a badass bouncer at the door of your mind. You choose who gets in, who stays, and who gets politely escorted out. We're going to talk about five key things that can help us do just that. First up, awareness. You gotta know those negative thought patterns before you can fight them. Pay attention to what triggers them. Is it a specific situation? A particular person? Recognizing the culprit is the first step in taking control. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to swat a fly without knowing where it was, right? Next up, challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept them as gospel truth. Ask yourself, is there any real evidence for this thought? Or, would I say this to a friend? Often, we're our own harshest critics. When you catch yourself spiraling, try reframing those negative thoughts into something more positive and realistic. It's like turning that inner critic into a cheerleader, gotta keep things upbeat. Third, practice self-compassion. You wouldn't berate your best friend for making a mistake, so why did it to yourself? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer someone you love. Remember, everyone messes up, it's part of being human. A little self-love goes a long way. Fourth, focus on your strengths. We all have them, even if they don't seem obvious at times. Make a list of your talents, accomplishments, and things you're good at. Remind yourself of these strengths regularly. It's like having a mental power-up whenever those self-doubt demons come knocking. Finally, build healthy habits. This is where the rubber meets the road. Eating well, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, these all contribute to a more resilient mindset. Think of it as taking care of your mental garden. When you nourish it with good things, it grows stronger and more vibrant. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who's been struggling with stage fright. Every time she steps on stage, those negative thoughts flood in. What if I mess up? What if people laugh? She starts doubting her abilities and even considers quitting music altogether. But then, she remembers what we talked about today. She focuses on her love for music, the joy it brings her, and her past successes. She challenges those negative thoughts, reminding herself that everyone gets nervous sometimes. She practices self-compassion, treating herself kindly even when things are tough. And she builds healthy habits, getting enough sleep, eating well, and practicing mindfulness to calm her anxiety. As a result, Sarah starts to feel more confident on stage. She focuses on the music and connects with the audience. The negative thoughts are still there, but they no longer control her. She's built a strong foundation of resilience, allowing her to thrive despite the challenges. So, remember, building resilience against those negative thoughts is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and practice. But with the right tools and mindset, you can become your own mental superhero, conquering those self-doubt demons and living a more fulfilling life. The key takeaway here is this. You are capable of so much more than you think. Don't let those negative voices hold you back. Recognize them, challenge them, and replace them with positive affirmations. Treat yourself with kindness and compassion, build healthy habits, and focus on your strengths. Now, go out there and show the world what you're made of. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these tips. Let me know in the comments how you're putting these strategies into practice. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of motivation and inspiration. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.